All right, we're going to change gears here just a little bit on the show, and obviously coming out of the very funny conversation about my pickleball adventure from last night, and a much more serious topic with suicide and suicide prevention. So Tuesday was World Suicide Prevention Day. I believe this
Sunday.
Or was it Sunday?
The 8th?
I have it here as the 10th.
Either way, it doesn't matter. This whole month, that's what we're doing.
Right.
It's, bringing awareness to those places you can go to get some help and things of this nature. And this story of Jon Bon Jovi is just...
Yeah, so, and there's another component of this called I'm Listening with our company and what Kennedy's mm-hmm. doing. And we're going to talk about it in a minute. But let's back up to the Bon Jovi story. So if you've not heard what happened, Bon Jovi was in Nashville. He was filming a music video. He was on a pedestrian bridge in Nashville.
Yep.
And that's when he and another person that was on that bridge came up on a woman. And there's video of this that is out there now. And you can see the woman on the outside of the scaffolding of the bridge, as it appears she's contemplating to jump off of this bridge. I cannot imagine what that must have been like for that woman in that moment to be there. Imagine what's happening in her life. And then, thank God, two people walk up and they are able to intervene. Can you describe kind of what you've read?
So my understanding is they were there filming this video for people's house, and they saw this woman, and so John just stopped what he was doing. He and another person walked up to her and started talking. The person that John was with was sort of rubbing her arm, patting her back, being reassuring. I really don't know what was said, and I don't know that we ever will, and it's not our story to tell anyway. But a few moments later, she turned around, and with the help of John and this other person, they helped her climb over the fence. Some more people kind of gathered around. They continued their conversation. At one point, he placed his hands on her shoulders and said something, and then they all sort of walked away together. And it's my understanding that he has some extensive training in interacting with folks who are going through things because of his Jon Bon Jovi Soul Foundation, because of the work that they do in mostly the unhoused community and things of this nature. Knowing what to say to someone at that critical juncture isn't something that everybody does. There are things... When could and could not say, or
that
I hate to use the word should not
it
say.
It went through my head when he did this story earlier. What is the right thing to say in that moment when the wrong thing could be catastrophic?
It's just about listening.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it is just about listening and letting someone know that they're heard and that they're seen. And you can't fix it. You can't. It's not going to be okay. Whatever this is.
Yep.
Is there, and I can't make it go away, but what I can do is just give you some hope and let you know that I love you right here, right now. That at this moment, you are not alone.
That's the best thing you can say. I think a lot of times we as humans, we want to try and fix a problem. You know, you hear something and immediately like, oh, let's fix this. Sometimes
it
can't be fixed.
Things like this and mental health, I don't want to say it's the worst thing you can say.
Right.
Saying everything's going to be okay, take that completely out of your lexicon forever.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have facts.
So when the story broke, and actually not until this morning when I got in, and, you know, we've had Jon Bon Jovi on the show before. We just had him here for the Mixed Beach House.
He talks a lot about the Soul Foundation.
He does. Here. And so, you know, I immediately thought, oh, maybe I could reach out to see if we could have him on the show. But you said something very interesting that he said.
Yes. So he has said, because obviously every media outlet on the country decided to reach out to him, and he has said that he will not be talking about it. He will not be sharing anything that he said. He's not going to do interviews about this. He's not going to make a statement about this. He doesn't want to be called a hero. He doesn't want any of it, because this is a private human being who is in a state of distress, in a very vulnerable place. And he, being the incredible human that he is, would never turn that around and make that something for him.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I think that is very valiant. Because I don't know that everybody would do that. And while there's an opportunity here to talk about suicide prevention, to be sure, I applaud him not making it about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I almost halfway wish that the video wasn't out there. But if it could help one person, I think that's really important. And to know that help is out there, guys, anytime you need it, the 988 line is always there. You know, there are various Massachusetts Department of Mental Health is out there. Samaritans is out there. There are places, if you need to talk to somebody, there's always somebody there to talk to. Please, please know that.
Yeah. Again, if you missed it, John Bon Jovi was walking across a pedestrian bridge in Nashville, and he and another woman, thankfully, were able to help a woman decide not to end it right there on that bridge.
Yep.
I mean, the video is a gift. Powerful. Mm-hmm. It's just an incredible thing to see. And just the fact that those two were there in that moment to save that woman.
It's a heady, heady thing
it
to
is a lot.
Save someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I did once, and it lives with me forever, and it always will.
So I want to talk quickly about I'm Listening. So
yeah.
That's an initiative that our parent company, Odyssey, has regarding mental health. It happens every year on the air. This year it's being hosted by Carson Daly and a woman by the name of Katie Neal, who works in the country radio
Rock
world
star.
For our company out of Nashville. And then there's going to be also a local hour of I'm Listening that you do every year,
mm-hmm.
where you'll be interviewing some people talking about mental health. Who do you know who you're having
on
yet?
So I have a brief conversation with Kristen Chenoweth about her anxiety and her service dog.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Dean Lewis like late last year that
right.
I finally get to play this interview for you, talking about his anxiety, which is so magical. And then I'm interviewing Jacoby from Papa Roach today.
Oh, that's cool.
That he has a new song on called I Leave a Light On with Carrie Underwood that is the most magical song
really?
I've heard in a minute. And he, you know, has been very open about his mental health journeys. You know, Last Resort was a song
yeah.
about mental health, believe it or not.
We all sang it in the car, but if you listen to the lyrics.
If you listen real hard, they've been talking about this for a very long time. And so I'm super excited to speak with him. And then I want you guys to be a part of it too. So I will be here live in person doing
it. What is the date on that again?
The 25th of September. Now, what I don't know, I always do it at 6, but I'm seeing stuff saying 7, but I think I'm 6,
okay.
and then Katie and Carson take over at 7.
Okay, good deal.
So
Carson Daly should be your lead-in, by the way.
Well, I should do the whole thing, but that's a story for another day. I'm doing what I can, but in any event, I'm just really excited that the company allows me to have this local hour to talk locally
right.
with people. So I'm just really excited. I hope you'll join me.
Yeah, I think I read earlier this morning the I'm Listening initiative has raised about $2 million.
They've done some good, some yeah. real, real
so
good.
So if you can look
proud
that up, just
company.
Look up I'm Listening Odyssey, AUDACY. You can find out more about it and then listen for Kennedy when she hosts her portion of it. Thank you, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.